Sidi, good afternoon to you. What has the Gauteng Premier been saying?
Good afternoon, Mandy. We've been trying to have a two-pronged briefing to speak about the pandemic, COVID-19, and where we are as a province with that, and to look at the economic recovery plans based on the impact of the based on the virus itself and, of course, the recent unrest. So he's kind of been giving stats of how much damage has actually happened to Gauteng.
Okay, and what else has he said about the fact that we didn't declare a national state, a provincial state of disaster when KwaZulu-Natal did?
It just speaks to the damage that has been experienced in the different provinces, Mandy. He says that the impact of the unrest was simply not the same. KwaZulu-Natal suffered a lot more damage. Here he said the damage is about 3.5 billion that has been lost due to the unrest, but that it was actually a disruption of businesses and displacement of businesses when you look at the townships. So it wasn't the infrastructure damage. The factories in Gauteng were not affected as they were in KwaZulu-Natal. The shopping malls, yeah, most of them have insurance. So it's very similar, very different issues that affected the provinces and said that just by calculating the damages, it just wasn't the same and it didn't call for the states of disaster. They're not dealing with the same problems and disruptions to food shortages, to food sources as much as they were in KZN.
Tidi, thank you so much. Tidi Madia, EWN senior politics journalist, watching that briefing from the Gauteng Premier, David Makura. He's giving an update there. I wonder if Gauteng should have considered a state of disaster as KZN has. We heard from the KZN Premier, Sikle Zikalala, yesterday declaring that state of disaster. Also speaking today, the Gauteng Premier, about the COVID situation. We know the numbers are coming down in Gauteng. The province to watch now is the Western Cape.